What do you want people to know about boys? Or F boys?
Honestly, guys, don't do it. Don't do it in the missionary position. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Promise.
Just don't do it.
All right, everybody get some rubbers.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Comment Section Show with me, your favorite girl, the one and only. Today, I'm with one of my faves, one of the first people to ever have me on her podcast, Miss Cammie Crawford. Miss Catfish.
Miss Catfish. Universe.
And Neve is Mr. Catfish.
Yeah, basically.
I'm so happy to have you, dude.
Thank you so much. Seriously.
Me and Cammie was watching, go way back.
Way, way back. To my first week of my podcast,
yeah.
Relationship, I had to have Drew on to talk about anything, honestly. But we talked about boys.
Yeah.
And it was one of our best episodes that we've ever had.
Oh, stop.
I promise you, people were so excited to see you on there.
Mm-hmm.
You have the most amazing fan base.
I
honestly.
Know. They're incredible and honestly funnier than me sometimes. I find it disrespectful for them to be like, so chill funny. Out.
Yeah,
hey,
calm down.
Take it down a notch. All right, take it down. I'm the star. That's what I always like to tell them. But me and Cammie, we literally, I think I was like, God, not even. I was like only a few months into like being a creator. I wasn't even full time at the time.
Really?
When I went on your podcast. Yeah.
That
I
was
wasn't
back...
even signed to anybody at the time.
So we launched that in September.
Yeah.
And I think we had you on probably in like October. So that was the beginning. And now look at you.
Yeah. 7 mil later. All the dead balding bodies behind
oh
me. The carnage I've laid
the
waste
carnage. The carnage. Every time I see one of your videos, whenever I see the clip of somebody saying some bullshit,
yeah,
and then I see you go
yeah,
I'm like, oh, she's about to go in.
I literally have told them, I'm like, that's me rebooting after I have to watch it.
Yes,
I have to like restart a little bit.
Annihilation.
Clean my palate, you know what I
yeah
mean?
A cleanser.
Yeah, a little cleanser.
I love
me
it.
And Cammie go so far back. It's like so funny. We always like run into each other at events.
Yes.
And then events you go to, I don't go to.
And then
I
vice
go to,
versa.
You don't go to.
Yes. And I always have FOMO because I'm like, I could have seen Drew. I could have talked to Drew. Because sometimes I don't go to events because I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
I feel you.
Everybody's weird.
I feel you so hard.
And then I see the one person that I love.
Can talk
and
to.
I'm like, great.
Great. I missed it. Thanks for the invite.
I missed
honestly.
It.
Honestly. Also, Cammie's miss Sports Illustrated too this year. Everyone go look up Cammie's Sports Illustrated spread.
Look
you
at
look
my butt.
So good, girl.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go look at my butt.
Go look at my butt. Take a look at my butt.
That's so incredible. Were you so excited?
I was beyond excited, but also like it was something that I had wanted for a really long time.
Yeah.
But just never thought would happen. Because mm-hmm. like what a far-fetched dream.
No, truly.
Like who thinks that something like that is going to happen
yeah,
for them
or and expects it to happen
yeah but yeah. like also low-key I think my Scorpio god complex like back in the day was like this is going to happen for me
there the ultimate manifestation. I know Cammie's a Scorpio and I love Scorpio yes. women. I tell people all the time how much I love Scorpio women.
Love.
I think the only Scorpio man I really love is Chris Clemens. Like he's a Scorpio and I
is
love
Scorpio? Scorpio
yeah. And I love, I Scorpio men are very hot and cold. It's very hit or miss.
Hot button topic.
Yeah.
Men, period.
Men, period. But you're Virgo rising?
Virgo rising, yeah. Libra moon.
Oh.
She's got a lot going on.
The Libra keeps you grounded. Otherwise, you'd be off the rails, man.
I feel like the Libra keeps me in the sky.
Does
it? In delusion.
You think?
In the land of delusion.
My boyfriend's a Libra. Yeah. He's a Libra.
Wow.
Sun, Taurus moon, Sagittarius rising. We're both Sagittarius rising.
Oof.
I know. Spicy. We fought a lot in the beginning. We're okay now. Yeah, the communication part was a little hard in the beginning.
Oh my God. I can imagine because as my Sag Venus.
Yeah. It's hard.
Shows. It is hard.
Yeah. Especially with Libras are stubborn.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the delusion. It's the delusion of it all for me.
Yeah. One time my boyfriend told me, he's like, when we fight, like you just talk so fast and you're so like, you have everything you want to say already and
yes.
I can't keep up.
It's the Virgo.
Yeah,
that's
the Virgo
how, yes.
I'm saying.
Anytime I want to annihilate someone between my Scorpio sun, my Scorpio Mercury and
yeah.
my Virgo rising, I have listed like sheet protectors, laminated
yeah.
binders full of information.
Like, that's not what you said 2 years ago.
Yeah. Let me
on January
go back
10th.
To February.
Yeah.
February 14th, Valentine's
yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
This is where you had me.
I know. Sometimes I'll literally be like, do you really want to talk about that? Because we can. Because I have several things I have to say too. If you want to bring some stuff up.
Are
I
you sure?
So.
Are you sure? Do you want to go there? Okay.
But thankfully, we're good now.
Therapy helps.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. I advocate for therapy all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My therapist thinks.
Everyone.
I asked her if I was her funniest client. She said yes, of course. But I feel like she was
trying to lying to me?
Yeah, exactly.
Be honest. Did you say swear on my life then?
No, I literally was like, don't lie to me.
Yeah.
I know it's true because of the Libra delusion.
Yeah.
I know it's true, but don't lie to me.
I feel like my boyfriend's Libra, maybe it's the Taurus too, is very like, it'll be fine. Just about everything. Because I stress so badly about things I can't control because that's my Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he's always like, it'll be fine. And then I go, well, how do you know?
How do you know?
And he goes, because it will.
Yeah.
That's... And I just can't, I cannot even fathom thinking like that. I wish so dearly I could.
That's the internal battle that I have. Because I have the Virgo where nothing is turning out right. Everyone's going to know that nothing is right. Yeah. Everyone's going to know that the smallest detail is missing. The smallest detail that nobody knows about, except for me, everybody's going to find out. And then the Scorpio is like existential dread. Like, it's over. The world is ending. And I might as well dramatic. Just not even be here.
Yeah.
And then the Libra's like, but it'll all work out in the end. It always does. And the Virgo and Scorpio are like, shut up.
I'm like, he's literally my Libra. That's why I'm genuinely like, but how do you know?
Yeah.
He's like, because it always does. I'm all, but what if this time it doesn't?
Yeah.
Well, what are the odds? I'm like, I don't know. That's what I'm like, that's the point. That's why I'm so upset.
100%. Like, everything is failing.
I know. That's why it's like grounding for me to have a Libra.
Maybe I'll find one for myself.
Highly recommend.
Yeah.
I like Libra men.
Yeah.
What kind of men do you stay away from?
Pisces.
Pisces men.
And Cancer. Honestly, and Cancer water men. Sign men.
That's so funny.
No.
My brother's a Cancer.
Sorry.
He has the most chaotic big three. It's like Cancer, Sun. I think he's an Aries, Moon, Gemini, Rising. Chaos.
Are you okay?
Is my mom okay?
We need to talk about this. Oh my God.
Chaos. But the rest of his chart like kind of balances it out.
Mm.
Because you know how like, same, my dad's a Pisces. So isn't that so strange? Like I whenever I talk shit on astrological signs, I started Capricorn slander once, like, and I was leading a hate train. So much so that I got it to trend on Twitter. I was just going off like on
Capricorn slander.
Capricorn slander all day, every day. That's so funny. Cause like, I just like have such a strong feeling about Capricorns.
I don't have any feeling about Capricorns cause I feel like I don't meet any.
Really?
Except for the women. And the women that I know are like badass. Like they're on their
and they're good. And I always say to you, I'm like, this only applies to men.
Everything negative?
That's negative.
Only men. File this in the mail cabinet.
Yeah.
They suck.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I was like, what's the sign that gets the big like side eye from you?
Uh-huh.
And everybody said Pisces men.
Yeah.
And Cancer men.
Yes. You want to know why?
Every single person.
Because they're terrible. That's why. They are
quite
honestly,
simply, they're terrible.
Quite, to put it plainly, they're awful.
I think it's because they're so emotionally in tune, like most water signs are, but then they like manipulate you.
They are so manipulative.
Yeah.
And they, because they are so emotionally in tune, they can really like
get
make you feel like they are sorry, like things are going to change. Mm-hmm. Like, and they really, they sell it.
Yeah.
They sell
like
it.
A bill of goods.
And then nothing.
Yeah. Then they just like forget. Then they gaslight you on the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
oh,
like, what would ever make you think that I wouldn't do that to you? Because you told me you wouldn't do it to me.
Oh.
That's kind of probably why.
And you listened?
Yeah, and they're like, that seems like it's kind of on you.
Sorry. Sorry, babe.
That's why I asked, because it leads right into our topic for today, because speaking of men that we avoid.
Right. Right.
We're talking about boys today. Boy behavior, right? We're well aware. Very
well aware.
Familiar.
Yes.
Have you had experiences with boys in the past?
I told you. Pisces men.
Right? I feel like it's a rite of passage for women who unfortunately like men.
Yeah, 1000%.
It's a rite of passage.
And that is why I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
If I was given the choice at birth, what do you want to like?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think that I would have chose men?
Yeah, you think I would have put myself through this?
Wasn't a choice, babe.
It was not a choice.
And
if it was, I would choose women.
1000%.
I would choose women every time.
Every single time. First of all, we're clean.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Right.
Smart.
Yeah. Emotionally in tune.
Emotionally in tune.
Communicative. Right.
Like, so loving.
Nurturing.
Them? What do you bring to the table?
Nothing.
And then they have the nerve to ask us, what do we bring to the table?
Always. They always ask that.
You can't even build a table.
That's
why
I said you don't even have a seat on this table.
You know nothing about carpentry.
Yeah, the whole "what do you bring to the table" argument I've shot down a million times, but I always tell people, like, you don't have a seat at this table, so don't worry about what's being served, babe.
You don't need to worry about it.
It's none of your concern.
None of your concern.
Because, like, you don't even know where the restaurant is. Like, I didn't even send you the location.
I didn't
send
you the Addy, bro.
So what are you worrying about?
What are you doing here?
It's like, and only the, like, worst types of men ask questions like that.
Yes.
With nothing to offer.
They have nothing. The ones on TikTok that make these long, drawn-out videos, I can't tell you.
Oh, my God.
When I posted a clip from my podcast.
Yeah.
And it was about the fact that I am not doing wifey shit anymore.
Yeah.
Because after being in a 5-year-long relationship where all I was doing was wifey shit and I didn't end up with a ring or wifey status, and you still want to act up, now moving forward in my dating life, I'm not doing wifey shit
anymore.
And I had a bunch of men being like, well, we're not doing husband shit anymore.
Well, since when? Like, since the beginning of time? You guys haven't really been doing that.
When were you ever doing husband shit?
That's what I'm saying.
When were you ever doing anything that qualifies as husband shit?
They're like, never. I was about to start and I saw this video and now I'm never going to do it.
Ever.
You could kiss that goodbye, lady.
Great. Great. And I literally had to tell them, like, this does not apply to you because I would never have sex with you.
Oh my God. So you don't even have to worry about times this. I've had to say that, dude. I've literally said, like, it'll never not be funny to me when you have someone who's ugly trying to tell you you're ugly.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Looks like twins.
Yes. No.
Twin behavior.
Like, but you know that I was getting the opposite comment. I was getting, she's pretty, but she's never going to be able to get a man. Oh, wow. Because my track record says otherwise.
Yeah, sure.
But the thing is, you would never qualify.
Yeah. Like,
so you don't need to worry about
it. Just the audacity in general, like, to think that you're even in the same lane.
Go ahead and log out for me.
Yeah, like, go ahead and log out for me. Go ahead and put the ranch away for me, babe. That's why I'm so, like, oh, it always kills me when they say shit like that. They're like, oh, like, a woman, like this kind of behavior, like, you're never going to settle down.
My girlfriend would never.
Oh, so if we were dating, we're not. That's why I made one of these, like, that's not like, like, if you were my girl, she's not. Take that thought, go ahead and pluck it out of there and throw it in the trash.
And that's why you're upset, first of all.
Yeah.
Because you could never bag that. So you don't need to worry about what she's wearing.
Well, and it's
talking about.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's genuinely so, like, quitting before you get fired.
Yes.
They're like, you're not even looking in their direction. They're like, just so you know, I would never date you in a million years. I would never date you ever.
You never had the qualifications?
You're like, okay, same. Like, I would never date you.
Standard.
Well, that's you being superficial. Like, they'll literally turn the tables on you every single time.
Then so be it.
They move the goalposts every time. They're like, well, actually, that's a little different cut.
No.
And I've talked about this before, but, like, the whole idea of, like, creating a fantasy in which you get rejected, that's weird.
Why are you romanticizing that?
You're cosplaying getting rejected. They're like, me in a bar, and they're literally like, the girl's like, I want a man who's rich. And he's like, oh, I just want to get to know you. She's like, get out of here. They're wearing a towel on their head.
Yes.
I'm like, girl, you're acting this out for yourself? Like,
when has this happened to you?
Yeah, and then you go, how many times has this happened? Well, never.
But if it did, she wouldn't be my girl. That's the point.
Okay, well, yeah. Because in make-believe land, anything's possible. I mean, like, if I closed my eyes and imagined, I could make up anything in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weirdo behavior.
I'm on their hands.
Yeah, and it's always the same dude. They're carbon copies of each other. They're all just copy-paste, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Saying the same thing, regurgitating the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you bring to the table? I would never date you, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay.
And it's also, like, clearly the plane that was boarding with the point, you missed it.
Yeah, girl.
You missed it. It took
left
off.
On the tarmac, babe. Like, you're still at TSA.
Literally Top Gun style.
You're so far behind,
flew
bro.
Off into space. And you missed it because they'll be like, well, if you're not showing men what it is that you can do, how are they supposed to know if they want to wife you up or not? Okay. Clearly, I'm not saying that I'm just going to meet a man and just sit there and look pretty and say anything.
No one ever said that.
But what I'm saying is I'm not going to be finding you a therapist, doing your laundry, cooking you food every single night.
Yeah.
Doing all of the activities. Look, see, my fucking jewelry can't even take this. Doing all the things and then getting nothing, getting
in
zero
return.
Benefits. And you're not giving me anything.
Well, because you don't need them for anything else. That's why I said, like, we've reached a point now where women don't need you to, like, get a bank account.
Yeah.
Or buy a home or buy a car, like, which is what we needed for so long.
Yes.
They were like, back in the day, I'm like, oh, like, during segregation times?
Yeah.
Like,
Yes.
I wish I want to go back to there. Like, yeah. Tell you got bigger issues, babe. You got bigger problems, babe. Oh, so worry about that.
So you want separate water fountains?
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
so
I'm
you
like,
want women to not be able to vote
during like when women had no rights, like when women couldn't even vote.
Yeah.
Like, is that what you're talking?
Yes.
Okay, different issue. But that's why with stuff like that, you have to like just be nice now. You have to be a good person.
Yeah.
You have to be self-sufficient. And men are like too much.
Yeah.
Ugh. All you bitches want is all these things.
You just want money.
Yeah, they're like, you just want a one percenter man. I mean, I'm not going to say no, but at the same time, that's not nice. What I said. I said, be nice and respectful and don't be a bigot.
Yeah.
That's too big of an ask. They're like, that's, well, now.
I can't even be a bigot. I can't even be a Kanye fan.
Yeah, you're
anymore.
Like, now what? What's next? Like, they're like so like blown away. Like, geez, there's just everything. You guys have such high standards.
So
which is
bad.
And it's the bar's like so remarkably low. I've talked about this before with other guests, but like when you ask single women and who are interested in men and they want to date men what they're looking for,
yeah,
you're like, what are you looking for in a man? They'll literally be like, someone who's like nice, respectful,
yeah,
clean, you know what I mean, like maybe not mean to your mom, like
doesn't believe that putting soap suds between their ass cheeks is
more than enough.
Is gay.
Uses a washcloth, like, you know, real base level
gets
shit.
In there.
Yeah, and then if you ask the same kind of dude, like, who's also single but terrible,
mm-hmm.
what they're looking for, nothing but looks. I want big titties, no tummy, big ass.
Yeah. Like, no attitude.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the internal. It has to only do with the external. And that's why I was like, that's how you know the bar's in hell.
Because
women are like, just be nice to me.
Yes.
And they're like, well...
Second
how about
for a
no? How like, about are you willing to trade in exchange for maybe something else? Maybe
yeah. Other? What about I have a beard?
Yeah. I mean, I don't live with my mom. Is that good enough? It's like, it's truly like that's why I'm like, hold your standards high. Keep them high.
You have to keep them high.
These riffraff, like they'll literally wash to the side and you'll find somebody
they're
who deserves
scoundrels.
You. No, truly.
Scoundrels.
So we're gonna go into these videos, but for those of you who are new, what we like to do here on the comment section is we like to take videos that I was tagged in that are applicable to our topic, and we bring them here, we break them down, we make fun of them, we make men cry, always. That's
perfect.
Always top of list. That's like on my top of my to-do list all the time. It's my internal to-do list. So this first video, I just like to give summaries of them. It says, when you say something like, I just took a shower, and they say, without me, it's a real boy line, right?
I mean.
Or when you send like a selfie, and they say, go lower. When you're talking about something random and they say, my parents aren't home, and they send you a winky face, you should come over. They always say this kind of stuff when you talk to them at night, especially, right? It's real like F-boy behavior.
It's the shower for me.
Without me?
Sir, I have a $40 body scrub. And I am literally lathered from head to toe in shaving cream.
Yeah.
No, I don't want you.
No, without that's my me time. Get out.
I don't
that's
need
like,
you.
No, like,
I have a Jo Malone candle burning.
You're right.
And I've got a nice playlist going. And you being a part of that?
No way.
Never was in the equation.
Never, ever, ever. You're like, oh, I'm getting ready to go to a funeral. And they're like, without me? What are you doing? Showering?
It's without like, me? Yeah.
You're mourning the loss of your father without me?
Actually, I just had explosive diarrhea and now I'm cleaning myself. So yeah, without you.
I just shit myself. I literally just shit my pants.
Shit everywhere.
Without me? That's
I'm
why I said
period,
just say,
day two.
Just say the most wild thing. Like literally just say like, I'm literally digging for treasure right now.
Yeah.
I'm like truly, I have a metal detector. I'm outside. I'm in my bathing suit. And
yeah.
Like bathing suit.
None of the other things.
Nothing. I'm digging. I'm desecrating graves. And they're like, what are you wearing, though? Naked?
Is this a thong?
It's so cringy, dude. Like, doesn't it give you the ick?
Disgusting.
The absolute ick of it all. I've talked about icks before a little bit on my podcast with my sister, Two Idiot Girls. We just did episodes on icks. This is a huge ick, obviously.
Okay, what's your biggest ick?
My biggest ick? I've described it on the show before. Well, I'll change it. I'll do another one. One of them is like when men plug their nose and jump into water. Like they're like,
grow up.
Literally, you're not going to drown. Actually, drown instead of doing that.
Do you know what mine is? I just discovered it. I was talking to my therapist.
Oh my God, I would love to hear it. It's a safe space here, Cammy.
I just realized it. I've known it for a while.
Yeah.
But it really came to fruition the other day.
Okay.
And I was hanging out with this man,
mm-hmm.
and he started to doze off, and I realized, sleepy men are my biggest ick. I don't want to see you wake up. I hate when they wake up and their eyes are so like beady and they have the crust and like they just look so vulnerable. I just don't like it. And then they have like a drool crust. I hate it. When they're falling asleep, he was literally falling asleep and then like REM. Was trying to act like he wasn't. So then he asked me a question. He was like, what's your favorite color? And I was like, go to bed.
Actually, I'm gonna punch you in the face. I'm gonna knock you out so you could go to sleep.
Or you go to the movies with them and they start falling. Be a man.
That's so
what if somebody
funny.
What if somebody came in to attack us right now?
When
you're
they
half
hit REM.
Sleep.
Alpha men don't sleep.
Don't
stand
sleep.
Stand up like a vampire and just stay awake 24/7. Like literally don't close your eyes.
Why are you sleeping?
Never
close. As a man, why are you sleeping?
As like the alpha, you know what I mean?
What do you bring to
the
table?
Pack? Like what are you so tired from?
Exhaustion?
What are you tired from?
Wake the up. And get out of my house. I don't like it. I don't know how to explain
That's
it.
So fucking
every time
funny.
They wake up and they're like, you know,
like when they come out of it a little like
zombie.
No, what's worse is like when you shake them awake and they're scared and they're not expecting it. Yeah, and they go like, yeah. And they're like blinking like ugh. This.
I hate it.
Literally, like, grow up. Literally, grow up.
Why are you 5 years old?
You're like when they hit REM. Ew.
Ew. You're dreaming.
When they're dreaming.
Are you dreaming about me?
Who are you dreaming about?
Yeah.
If not me, then who?
But look, another bitch? Is that not the same as like showering without me? Are you dreaming? Was it about me?
Yeah, it was about me.
Is it not the same?
Yeah. You're like, actually, I had a nightmare and you were in it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you count that. Mm. Like, yeah. I had a dream
sleepy.
I killed you. That's what you should say after that. If they were like, did you dream about me?
No.
I had a dream I killed you. I don't know if that's the same.
I had a dream you cheated on
me. So I guess technically, right?
Just so great face.
Dude, them sleeping. That's so. Do you have any others?
I mean, that's like my biggest one right
now.
I don't know what it is
the
about
needle
it.
Moves. I feel you.
But my therapist agreed with me. I thought she was going to be like, "Let's unpack."
She's like, "Let's unpack
what this is about."
She was like, "Oh,
what
same.
Is it about male vulnerability that makes you disgusted?" But
they
that
just look so. I attribute like icks to like. Them looking silly to me, it just makes my butthole clench, bro. Like,
I hate it.
Folds in on itself whenever I see them do certain things. God, what was it? The one I described on one of my other episodes, and people were like, ah. I'm like, it's an ick. It's funny. Let's all laugh. Was literally when men are like enjoying themselves at a concert by themselves. Like it's like a dude that like came tagged along. Yeah, and they're like, ugh. Oh my God, there's something about it. I just want to like literally run up and deck them. I just like that. I can't control
it. Why are you
it.
Having fun? As a man, why are you enjoying
yourself?
Why are you enjoying yourself?
That's why I was like, am I just evil? But like, I think it's because men just irritate the absolute shit out of me all the time. So
the government is taking my rights away and you're having fun?
And you're having, what's so funny? Like
you're
when they're
sleeping
enjoying
at
themselves?
A moment like this?
What's so funny? That's like, you tired? From what?
From what?
Yeah.
Getting on my nerves. It has to be the only thing.
Have you noticed too that a lot of men twitch in their sleep violently? I'm like, are y'all okay? I saw someone literally say that's the lies trying to leave their body.
Oh. When they're in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And they'll like grab you or something.
Yeah. Or they like hit you. Sometimes they accidentally hit you in their sleep.
No. Or when they wake up and they're like, what?
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you. Wasn't talking
to
you.
And they're all sleepy.
What'd you say?
Go back to sleep. You're all disgusted. Go back
Go
to sleep.
Bed.
You're so disgusting.
Ugh.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
Yeah.
Just
thanks.
Wait for my call. Thanks.
Also, leave. Honestly, another ick.
Yeah.
When they won't leave.
Oh, they don't catch the hint.
Sometimes, as a Scorpio, I just want to be by myself.
I feel that.
I need to recharge.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to have to explain to you, so I'm also a bad communicator.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you that I need to be left alone.
Yeah.
But if you stick around...
far past the due date, you're like, girl,
get out,
leave,
get out, and you're sleepy on top of that.
Go sleep in your own house. Like,
what are you
doing
here?
Do you have a house?
What are you doing for me right now?
I feel that, like, when they don't catch the hint, I think purposely they like don't take the hint that you want them to leave. Oh, that's so irritating.
But then they make all these videos about post nut syndrome and like wanting the girl to leave. We want you to leave too.
Yeah, honestly,
we
before that. And even more so after, they're like, hey, get out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Get out, dude. Just leave, for sick. Get out. Yeah, it's like just exhaustion. You're like, oh yeah. My god. Now you want me to talk to you on top of that? That's what's like,
come on.
That's why I know men like that who say things like that, make videos like terrible like that about like the post nut syndrome shit.
Yes.
Is literally, I'm like, I know for a fact you have no bitches because like no woman acts like that.
No bitches.
Like I know for a fact you don't have, you get no puss whatsoever.
No.
Because if you did, you would know that women don't act that way. Especially if it's like a friends with benefit situation or whatever. Women are the first to leave.
I've always
while
been
you're
the first
asleep,
to leave.
They literally put their clothes on and leave.
Like, put my clothes on and leave.
Like,
and I literally be like, thanks.
Yes. You never buy. Don't call me.
Appreciate thanks. You. Like, this is fun.
The most like it's the most intense form of delusion.
Yeah.
That they have.
Yeah.
They live in a fantasy world, truly.
Do you think that we're in love with you after 5 minutes
after
of fame?
After mediocre dick, like, okay.
Pretty sure I'm good.
Sure.
Pretty sure I'm good. I'm
sure,
going home. I'm
yeah,
order a big
longer,
bowl of ramen.
It took longer for me to shower, but like that's fine. That's totally cool. It's not a big deal. I genuinely, when I was younger, whenever dudes like wouldn't catch the hint when I was with friends, like, you know, sometimes you're like a wingman, so you go with your friends so they could hook up with someone, and then you're kind
of
just
course.
You're like, this is a business trip. I'm here for her and her
I'm
only.
I'm here to I'm entertain
not,
you for yeah. a minute so that you don't
you
try
and I
to
can
play
talk
Xbox
across
with your
from each other on the couch.
Yeah.
So when I would go with my friends to these like meet and greets,
yeah.
I'd sit there, and then sometimes if they came over to my house and I'd have to like entertain them like a baby.
Ugh.
You're like, what do you like to watch on TV? Like literally like a
what
baby.
Are you in the mood for?
Yeah. They're like, what are you going to school for? Like it's God. Like superficial shit. If they like didn't catch the hint, I'd literally be like, all right, you guys gotta go. Like I started just telling people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they won't read the room and it's infuriating. And I'm like, I have shit to do. I'm tired.
Yes.
I want to take my pants off and go to sleep.
Take my pants
I
off.
I want to watch the Great British Bake Off and I want you to get out.
I want to be able to fart in peace.
Get out. Yeah. Literally, leave. I want to take my bra off and lay down. Get out. Like I genuinely would be like, all right, time for you guys to go.
Yeah.
Everyone's gotta leave.
Thanks.
My friends were like, that's so funny. Like I was trying to like hints. I'm all they don't read hints.
No.
Like they like purposely ignore
no.
it.
You have to grab them. By the throat. Like whisk them
like
to the
literally
room.
Like a security guard. Yes. And like throwing them out.
Come with me.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
They don't. It's just so gross. So the comments on this video, like this first one says, they always want to be the crustiest dudes too who say things like
always. That. It's the can I wear my hug at type of dudes.
Yeah. Without me?
Yeah. Wear my hug at.
They're like, or like when you're really, really mean to them because you don't like them because
yeah.
they're creepy, and then they're like, girl, you're always playing around. I literally hate you. Like sometimes
literally
I've
don't
told
like you
men to their face. I'm like, I literally hate you. Like I can't stand you, bro. And they laugh and they think I'm kidding.
No.
I'm like,
it's
you guys
joke,
you guys are ill. Like I'm literally telling you to your face, I hate you.
Yes. I was talking to this guy that my friend was talking to the other day, and she FaceTimes me and he takes her phone and starts talking to me, and he was so annoying
yeah.
that I literally was like, you're bothering me. Give my friend back her phone.
Really
he was like, ah, you're so funny. Da, da, da. I said, no, actually, you're getting on my nerves.
And you're like, okay.
Pass the phone back.
Go ahead and pass that back, bitch. Yeah, I genuinely sometimes I'm just like...
And I'm not trying to be mean.
No, but like I don't have to like you either. Like sometimes too, like yeah, like boyfriends of friends or whatever, or like guys they're dating or
yeah.
seeing. They're like, oh, your friend's like, she's like kind of a serious one, huh? I'm like, I just hate you, dude.
Just don't fucking
I
like
find
you.
You repulsive. Like you disgust
I think
me,
you're disgusting.
But I'm not dating you, so.
Can't believe my friend is allowing you to get on top of her.
Yeah, literally. Like my friend deserves better, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
But
I guess I think like you're disgusting is probably like where I'm getting.
I guess when it really comes down to it.
Yeah. Like I guess like
you repulse guess, me.
Yeah, if I'm yeah, to put it simply, mm-hmm. I wish you were dead. So like, sometimes I genuinely be like, nah, I just hate you, dude. And they'll
yeah.
be like, oh, you're so
you're
funny.
So funny.
You're crazy, girl. And they're
no.
like, all right.
But at least you express yourself.
Whatever makes you leave.
Yeah.
Like
whatever makes you the most uncomfortable where you have to exit the situation.
I just can't
right
you,
away.
Can you imagine the delusion to be like, oh my God, she's literally like flirting with me, girl. Like,
that's the funniest part. When
yeah.
they think it's banter, it's not. It's not.
It's you being like quirky, you playing hard to get.
Because I genuinely don't know how to not be myself.
Same.
1,000% of the time.
Same.
And if I'm feeling something, I have to share it.
Same.
I have to say it.
If not, my face will.
If not, yeah. My face, my whole body will react. Same. I'll break into hives. I'm not trying to risk that.
No, truly.
So it's better I just tell you how I feel.
Yeah.
And let you deal with the hurt of that.
Yeah. And then we can move past it. You know what I mean?
We can move past it because you'll be gone.
Yeah. I say all the time, like, if I didn't like you, you wouldn't have to guess. Like, you wouldn't have to be like, I wonder if she...
Okay.
You would know.
Exactly.
You wouldn't
because
have to guess.
I've definitely met people, especially girls, who are like, I didn't know if you liked me at first. You would know.
Yeah, I promise you wouldn't have to guess.
Like, you would know. And if you think that I don't like you, you're probably right.
Yeah. Go ahead and trust that gut.
Go ahead and...
Trust that gut instinct.
Believe
babe.
In yourself.
Yeah. Because... I'd trust your first instinct if I were you. No, truly. And then especially with men.
I'm yes.
Like, I get even more like... I'm so like, oh man, I don't even care. I don't care at all.
They ask too, and they're like, you don't with me. No.
Yeah, and you go, not really.
No.
And then they go, like, dude, it's just like a never ending cycle, like, never stops.
True.
It's like, ah, crazy girl.
No, babe.
I know. Sometimes I'll have men who like know my boyfriend, like whether they like work in the same area or they like known him prior to him dating me. Sometimes they're like, oh, like. I get nervous around your girlfriend. Like, I don't know if she would like me. If you have to guess, chances are I probably don't.
Like, you're right.
Well, probably.
Whatever you're feeling right now, on point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. you wouldn't, like, a healthy dose of fear, I think, is good.
1,000%.
Yeah, like, a lot of them are afraid of me. A lot of my boyfriend's friends are afraid of me, which is okay. Like, I'm cool
with
that.
I think that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
You know what I realized in my last relationship? Mm-hmm. That his best friend wasn't afraid of me. One time towards the end, literally the last week of our relationship, he came up to us. We were at a party.
Yeah.
And he comes up to us and did not acknowledge me
and
talked to my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
In front of my face. And I'm looking at him like, yes.
He's met you before.
I'm looking at him like, I will literally headbutt you. Knock you the out.
Yeah, literally.
You're just gonna come up to him and start having a conversation. Like, he had just came up to him at this party, and that's when I realized, oh, something's up here.
Yeah, something's off.
Because you're also allowing him to not acknowledge me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't feel like he has to acknowledge me.
Yeah.
Something is amiss.
Yeah. I can't even tell you. That's a huge pet peeve of mine. Mm-mm. When you're in a group and like someone comes up to the one person.
Yes.
And they don't even try to acknowledge the other people.
Hate it.
I always do it. Like, I just do it out of reaction because I hate when people do that to me. Like, if they're talking to other people. And especially with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, if they never address me personally or they're not like, oh, I'm so-and-so, by the way.
Yes.
Nothing at all. Sometimes I'll just interrupt. Like, if they don't...
Hi, I'm...
Yeah. Oh, I'm Drew, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I'll literally just interrupt. But my boyfriend does it, too. He's like, this is my girlfriend.
Yes. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
When there's respect.
Right.
But I feel like the guy friends, especially... need to have a certain amount of fear because you're not going to be that homeboy that brings bitches around my man and thinks that it's okay. If they have a little bit of fear and respect for you, honestly, they're not going to even go there.
Yeah, truly.
But it's always the crustiest friends.
The most beat friends.
The most beat, sweaty, gross, greasy, grimy.
Broke.
The brokest of friends. Most importantly, broke.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that they're the ones who do the shit.
Truly. When I first started dating my boyfriend, we were dating, I think probably like 3 months, 2.5, 3 months. And then we became like official, like actual boyfriend and girlfriend. And then one of his like friends at the time, he's no longer friends with this person for obvious reasons, but he like was telling him like, oh, are you still, he's like, oh, let's go out. I'm trying to like hook up with girls. Mind you, this guy's in a relationship, a committed relationship.
Revlet.
Yeah. And then my boyfriend was like, I'm good. I'm going to hang out with Drew today. And he's like, oh, is that still going on? And he was like,
well,
yeah. And he goes,
my girlfriend.
He goes, well, he literally, my boyfriend told me this. He told him like, oh, well, like, yeah, like have fun, but like, don't commit to her. And then he was like, first of all, that's none of your goddamn business.
Number one.
Second of all, it's too late. I already committed to her because he asked me to be his girlfriend like the week before that. He had asked him, is that still going on? And he was like, yeah. He tried to tell him to just fuck around with me and not commit to me. And then my boyfriend's never been that kind of guy. So he was like, yeah, I don't think I like this guy anymore.
Yeah.
he literally told me the story that day.
But I think also... one thing, I think all guys who have girlfriends or like are in a committed relationship, they all have that one friend.
Yeah.
There's always that one friend that's going to literally ruin your relationship.
No, truly. They're like on a mission to do it.
And because they think, they have groupthink.
Yeah.
And it's all dumb.
Yeah, it's all idiots.
You don't have one good sound mind in the group.
No,
like in a girl's group chat, there's usually at least one sound bitch in the group that's like, listen.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. They're very like logical. That's me because I'm the mom of my group.
Yeah, I always, you know, I don't like to be devil's advocate all the time. I'm always willing to put, you know, the gat in the trunk and go pull up at his house.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
With some eggs and some teepee and
whatever you
feathers,
need, girl.
Whatever you need.
Let's go.
I got the shovel in the back. Let's go. Yeah. Let's bury his ass.
Yeah.
But occasionally when my friends are tripping, I'll be like, you're tripping.
Yeah.
I like, you should apologize to him, whatever. And I'm the last person to apologize. So if I'm saying you should apologize, you should apologize. Yeah. You've done something wrong.
Yeah.
But for those guy friends that are like that, to their friends in relationships, you see that they're happy. The girl is cool. Like, you see that she's got a chick going for herself. You know there's nothing out here because you're still out here scoundrel.
Single.
Literally single and looking everywhere for anything under a rock.
Yeah.
With a vagina and a pulse.
No, like, truly.
You know what's out here.
Yeah.
Do you want to f*** him?
Listen.
Because if that's the case...
I mean,
something.
Do your best,
say
I guess.
Something.
Yeah, that's why I sometimes the line gets very thin with stuff like that.
And you're in love with him.
And I've talked about that before with you too, as far as like famous dudes as well, like athletes or actors or singers or artists, whatever. Like when regular dudes who don't have fame and fortune and all of that, when they hear that you have like talked to men of influence at some point.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, he would never.
Yeah.
He would never date you.
Yes.
Well, why? Because you want to date him?
Right.
Like, I was like, let me tell you something. I had NFL players hitting me up when I was literally 19, when I was 20.
Of course.
So they're a lot easier just like you. I was all, men are easy, so.
Just like you?
I mean, just like you, they're really easy, except the difference is they have, like, fame and fortune.
Yeah.
I was like, they're all the same.
It's not hard to get to them.
Sometimes girls ask me, girl, how do I bag an athlete? And also, just be in the room.
Exist.
Like, just be next to them.
You know what you should do? Be alive.
Yeah.
Be in the room.
Proximity, babe. That's literally how you do it.
Like, honestly, if you're dead in the room, you could still have a chance.
That's how, like, if you're a ghost, you probably could still do it.
Be like,
that's why I said proximity and, like, disinterest is, like, the biggest way to
get them.
Because it
shows them if
you
nothing.
Yeah, if you don't know who they are, you've never seen them play, you don't know anything about them.
Give them nothing.
They like that even more.
I have had conversations with people and had these guys' favorite rappers come up and stand there and stare at me, waiting for me to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
I refuse.
And then they like that even more.
Don't even look at them.
That's why I said, because you're easy.
Don't. Because you're easy.
Because y'all are ran
respect
through.
Respect yourself. Have some self-respect.
Fatherless behavior.
Yeah, literally.
Like, just truly fatherless
this
behavior.
This is why we have to protect the American family. Yeah. You are the reason.
Family. We need to make sure there's a man in the house. Because look what y'all sons are doing running the streets like that.
Sluts.
For the streets, honestly.
Sluts.
A bunch of sluts.
Everywhere. And the summer's here. Hoochie daddies.
Hot girl summer.
Everywhere.
I know, right?
God. Put on some clothes.
Honestly. Respect yourself. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. Okay, so I'll just go on to this next video. So this next video is basically someone saying how guys will tell girls, don't tell people we're dating, we're just friends. Like, basically, they want all the perks of a relationship and the responsibility or accountability of a relationship. But if that girl were to go off and starts talking to another guy or starts dating, they get really mad.
Cheating on me?
Yeah, they're literally like, I thought it was just me and you.
Oh.
It's a weird double standard that guys can mess around and be F-boys, but girls can't do anything. Well, duh, right?
Duh.
It's very, like, hat on a hat. Like, what? Women are not held to the same standards as men?
I was watching a video about this the other day about, like, how women have been taught to date in the complete opposite way that men have. If women are dating, it's like you have to have one person that you're dating and you have to commit to that person.
Yeah.
But when men are dating, like, and obviously this is a very binary sense, but when men are dating, they're taught to date multiple girls at once until you find the one. You have to spread your seed. Conquer
your
all.
Wild oats.
Sow your royal oats because you're so important.
Yeah.
You're not. But like women are taught to cater to one guy because if you're dating multiple guys, you're a slut.
Yeah. And if they also, if they date one guy and he's the worst, like for whatever reason, they're supposed to stay and take care of him because what if he's going through something? What if I don't like you? Like, what if you irritate the out of me? Like,
the whole ride or die concept?
No way.
Doesn't appeal.
Absolutely not. And it only applies to women because as soon as men, women get pregnant and men leave.
Yes.
They
and cheat.
They birth life. They they literally give birth to a child that is also yours and they leave.
Yeah.
So like, you want me to stay and you don't have a job? Like, girl, like, no.
She wasn't with me when I was down.
Yeah. You've been down. First You're of still all, down.
I had COVID and you weren't there for
me. Yeah. Oh my God. So like, yeah.
I had a temporary illness. You weren't there for
and
me.
And you didn't even hit me up to ask me if I was cool. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the ride or die mentality only applies to women. It's like they are conditioned to believe that they have to endure the harshest, most emotionally abusive conditions and labor it because they're women and that's their job is to take care of people.
You have to go through it. And then you'll see these men be like, well, my mom and dad have been together for 40 years and she rode through him with everything that, first of all, your father was emotionally and physically abusive.
Yeah. You mean your grandfather? When women couldn't even get a job, like,
and your mother needed to be able to get a bank account.
Yeah.
And your daddy was there.
Yeah.
That was not love.
You're telling me if your mom had the opportunity now, she wouldn't leave him and go find somebody else? Like,
but she's been in it too long.
Yeah.
And that's why even now, like, you're seeing people who have been together for how long, how many years, finally getting divorced.
Yeah.
Because you don't need them anymore.
Because they're able to. And they're able to, like, go out on their own and work for themselves and own their own property and all of that. That's the same. It's like loveless marriages.
Yes.
I'm like, those, that's, I'd rather be alone.
But this is what these guys look up to. They're like, my grandparents were together for 55 years. Your grandma's miserable, bro.
Were you like, your grandparents were together before the invention of toilet paper. So like, maybe I'm not taking advice from them. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe not.
Your grandma wore like long johns to bed instead of underwear. Like,
your grandma was churning butter.
Yeah, literally. Like, your grandma.
Because she had to. Not because.
Your grandma came over on the Mayflower, bro. Like, I don't really don't give a damn what she's doing. That's why I say, okay, go marry her. Or go marry your grandma then.
Your grandma didn't know how to read. Because she wasn't legally allowed.
So like, so yeah, I'm gonna
she
go
didn't
and say,
know what divorce papers look like.
I think
because she was illiterate.
I think the pickings were slimmer back then. I would assume the opportunity was not as like prevalent as it is now to like go out and be on your own.
Also, chances are your grandmother was 17 and your grandfather was 35.
So you really want to get into it? Let's.
If that's your dream,
then like go to jail. Like, prison. It's what I'm saying.
Prison.
Like, literally prison for life.
God, like, people were emotionally and mentally, like, in the confines of these relationships. Like, it wasn't because they were in love. It wasn't because they were happy.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, and it's like, that's what you you want a maid.
Yes.
So you want a nanny. Like a caretaker? Like, a nanny. Okay, go hire someone. You're not paying me. That's why I said, are you paying me what therapists make? Because then maybe, we could hang out for an hour twice a week, like, and you pay me $50,000, and then I will tell
then
you.
Then you're all about money.
Yeah.
Then you're a bill.
Right? And I'm going to take all these notes, and then I'm just going to say, it says here you're a bitch.
Yeah.
That's my diagnosis as
my diagnosis?
There you go.
You're a little bitch baby.
Yes. That is that you're bitch born and bitch bred. So good luck with that. That'll be $50,000. So the comments on this video, this first one says, if he or she doesn't want others to know about your relationship, just leave. I mean, yeah, like, they're talking about men. Like, if men are like, we're not together, but we're together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get girls asking me, like, a situationship. They ask me about that all the time. They're like, what should I do if... Leave.
The thing is, again, binary sense. Men are very simple.
Yeah.
Heterosexual men...
Yeah.
...are very simple.
Yeah.
Easy, simple, stupid.
Yeah.
The three. Big three.
Truly, that's their big three.
Yeah, that's it. So if a man wants to be with you and wants to lock you down and doesn't want anybody else to have you, he's going to do the things that it takes to make that happen.
Exactly.
Because men are also territorial. Like, that's just in their system. Like, they have to divide and conquer at all times in the worst ways most of the time.
Yeah.
But literally, like, when it comes to their woman,
yeah,
they're going to lock it down. Yeah. So if it's been months and you still don't know what this is,
yeah,
it's because it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I say, if you have to ask, it's nothing. Like, it's if nothing. They're not lost, they're not like, well, maybe.
No.
They just don't want to.
No.
And that's the sad part. Like, that's the sad truth, because I've had to give that advice to people, mm-hmm. and they're like, well, what do I do if, like, he treats me so well when we're alone? He doesn't take pride in you.
Yes.
He's ashamed of you, if to some extent, because he won't claim you. Like, he's not going to claim, mm-hmm. is like a weird term, but he will not tell other people that you're with him.
Yeah.
And don't you want someone that's proud to be with you?
Yes.
Because that's what you deserve. So I'm always like, if he wanted to, he would.
Yes.
It sucks, because some people are like, well, that's not always the case, because, listen, I'm never going to waste my time being with someone I have to convince to want to be with me.
Period.
No way, dude. Life I had is a boyfriend, way too short.
I had a boyfriend in high school who, well, it was like high school to college. Yeah. And in college, I knew his high school friends.
Yeah.
But once we got to college, he wouldn't take me around his college friends. And like, we were long distance. So like,
yeah.
His argument was, when I finally have time with you, I just want to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back of my mind, I'm like, but you're not introducing me to the people that you talk to me about all the time. I don't know them. They don't know me. Not that they would have added respect for me if I was around them, but like, at least there would be some familiarity there.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know what bitches you think that you have a girlfriend or don't know if you have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
I didn't make my presence known.
Exactly.
And so I finally told him, I was like, I feel like you're treating me like a runaway slave. Like, I feel like you're hiding me in the basement. Harriet Tubman is coming to take me along. And you're just
you're like, what is this?
You got me in a cottage in the basement. And
yeah.
You're just feeding me bread and cheese every 3 days.
Like, you're like, is there like, are you on the run or something?
Like, what's going on? Yeah. Why can't I be seen? Like, why can't we go out together?
Yeah.
And we never like went anywhere.
Yeah.
And that got to me, because I was just like, I deserve to be with somebody who wants to be able to be
show
seen
other
with
people.
Me and
yeah.
show other people and introduce me and like,
yeah.
Because as much
and
as
have
you're
you be a part
me,
of their life. Yeah.
Exactly. It's about being a part of your life.
Yeah.
And if this person doesn't want you to be a part of their circle,
mm-hmm.
are you really even a part of their life at all?
Yeah.
Like,
well, there's a reason.
There's always a reason. There's
yeah.
always a reason. And like, you have to be conscious of the fact that this person could be trying to play out a narrative for other people
mm-hmm.
that doesn't have you in it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the confines of your own little home and yeah. like your hookup situation,
literally.
you're the main character.
Yeah,
in this play.
It's double life, Hannah Montana.
Okay,
you're like this. You're living another life.
He's,
I can tell.
He's putting that wig on. And he's going out.
Yeah, and he's stepping out.
And bitches. And you're not a part of the story.
I know, and you should be. And that's
you
why
should
you
be.
They should take pride in having you. And that's yeah. like what I've told people. Like, that if he wanted to, he would. Because like sometimes I would post videos about what my boyfriend has done for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, man, like if he wanted to, he would. And I'm like, it's true though. Like
yeah.
You know, when they take pride in your relationship and they're happy to have you, they feel lucky to have you because that's how they should feel because mm-hmm. you're a prize. Then they'll treat you as such. And it's always like whenever I would tell them about what my boyfriend does for me, sometimes they'll be like, well, what do you do for him? None of your business, bitch. Like, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I literally treat him like
I step on him every morning.
Yeah, and then that's why he loves me so
much. Every morning at 5 a.m., I kick him in the face
yeah,
and tell him he's a bitch.
Yeah, and I make him sleep outside. Like, what do you think? That's why I was like, when you're in a
dog cage.
When you're in a grown-up relationship, you can come back here, and then we can talk about it. Because you have no idea what it takes to be in a grown-up relationship.
Thank you.
Clearly.
Or the ones who, when they say, if he wanted to, he would. And then the people who are like, well, maybe he doesn't know how. Okay, well, call me when you do.
Let me know.
Let me know when you know how.
Well, it's like, it's not my job to like wait around for you to figure it out. Let's waste my time, 2K22.
Go to therapy.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I don't have time for you.
No, like actually though. So that's why I'm always like, they're like, what should I do? Leave.
Leave.
That's what I tell you. Leave.
Leave.
And if he really wants to, he'll do something about it. And if not, then you have your answer. Either way.
Yeah.
You come out on top no matter what.
But you also have to acknowledge as a woman why you think that you deserve less.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could be an even deeper
yeah.
conversation that you need to have internally.
Yeah.
You have a staff meeting inside.
There you go.
And figure out
yeah.
why you think that you don't deserve to have it all. Or why you think
yeah.
that it's not accessible to you to be able to have it all.
And I've told people that too, especially about like when they're like, why do I always gravitate towards men who don't want to commit to me, right? They act like an F-boy. They mm-hmm. leave me hanging all the time and they kind of like call me in the fourth quarter like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I always attract men like that? And I said, well, you have to ask yourself, why do you think that you, that's what you deserve.
Yeah.
You think that's the best you could get? No.
Right.
That's like you think that you don't deserve anything better than that.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to raise your standards, raise your bar.
Yes.
And the way you look at yourself, you need to tell yourself, I deserve the best, so I'm not doing this shit anymore.
Yes.
Choose you. No one's ever going to love you like you love you, girl. So I always tell them, choose yourself first, always. Yes. Because then the men that are worth your time and worth their salt
mm-hmm.
will literally step up, and it won't be a chore to like take care of you, to love you, to support you. Like
yeah.
some of these men swear emotional support is like the heaviest lift. Like they're just like
exhausting.
Nice.
It's exhausting being with you.
Yeah. To support you, to uplift you, to empower you, to be yeah. like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You're so awesome. Like, man, like words of affirmation is
yes.
what's your love language?
Quality time.
Mine too. That's one.
And acts of service, like take something off my plate, because I will do everything.
Yeah, if you give
I
the chance.
Will do it all.
Yeah,
but like do something. It doesn't have like an acts of service is not like, oh, I need you to be serving me on a silver
yeah.
platter.
It's just like little things.
Little things.
Yeah,
little things.
Like making your coffee in the morning and stuff. My boyfriend does that for me.
The smallest things, I will be on my knees.
Same. Same.
You give me the Same. Bare minimum, babe.
Yeah,
me and you. Like,
that's
please.
What I said. You could have a bad bitch like Cammy if you just stopped.
And you too could have a bad bitch like me. Call the number below.
Yeah, call this number. Apply down here.
But it's true. And be weary of the men that try to make you think that you don't deserve those things. Because that's the other thing. It's like
yeah.
the brainwashing that takes place when you start dating guys who are like, oh, well, you need emotional availability
and
like that's yeah. too much, or you're too much, or
yeah.
you think too highly of yourself.
Yeah.
No, you're just not the one.
Yeah.
So go ahead and get a basic bitch, because that's what
period.
You qualify
yeah.
for.
Yeah, that's on period.
Okay. Stop shopping.
Manipulate.
Do not be shopping at the Bentley dealership. Take your ass on over to Kia.
Yeah. If you got Kia soul money, go on over there. And that's okay. That's fine. That's why I say that all the time. I'm like, you deserve the best, so hold out for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you give these stray cats an inch, they will take a mile. Let me tell you something.
And they will be at your window every
no,
night.
No, truly, they'll be scratching every night.
Yeah.
Do not feed the strays. I used to call yeah. one of my friends, we used to call one of my friends the stray cat girl, because she would feed those strays like crazy. I'd be like, this guy literally doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah.
Ever. His feet are black. Walk through the valley of death head ass. Girl, ditch this guy. She was dating a guy once that broke into her home to go use her shower because he didn't have a home. Girl, no.
What?
I'm sorry, but no dick is worth that. I'll tell you that much. I swear. She goes, yeah, I was like, all my stuff was moved around. And I was like, did you come to my house? He goes, oh yeah, I had to take a shower. Oh, bitch, goodbye. Literally, I'm calling the cops. Goodbye. Like, what is wrong with you? And for me, on the flip side of that, for me, I literally cut this one dude off I was talking to for a long time because he made up a word in front of me. And I just couldn't do it. I was like, I can't.
That's the Virgo in you. What was the
I know,
word?
I don't remember. And I wish to God I did. He used to say conversated all the time, though, which is another made up word.
Conversated?
I hate that word, dude. And I know it's not real, so that's why.
It's not real.
It wasn't that word, though. It was another one. And he made it up in front of me in the midst of telling me, like, how he's like super smart. And I was like, interesting.
And did word? You tell him it wasn't a word?
I was just like, moment? Well, I said, what did you say? And he repeated it to me and I go, that's what I thought you said.
Unfortunately, that's exactly what I thought you said.
It's funny because now I'm booked for like the rest of 2017. So like, you'll never see me again.
Never.
But like, you know, peace and love though.
Yeah.
Have a great life. Good luck to you. I literally told, that's why I told my, we used to tell her she feeds strays all the time. She would be like, stop telling me that. And I'm like, that's, girl.
A man broke into your house
to use
because
her
he
shower.
Didn't have access to running water in this country.
And he admitted it too. Like he was really like, oh yeah, that was me. He jumped the fence and went in through the back door. Girl, no ma'am, I'll tell you that.
But was it good? It was.
Apparently, evidently, because she hooked up with him a few more times after that. I was like, bitch.
First of all, he literally has fleas.
That's why it's like cruel.
Ooh.
She was like, I know, isn't that wild? I'm all
girl.
It's disgusting.
You down bad. And you need to get up. Stand up.
Oh my god. Some of the amount of times I've been like, stand up, bitch. Please, for the love of God, stand up.
Oh my
That's
god.
Why I've literally talked about it on my last couple episodes where like sometimes girls will be like, why don't you talk about these men? They're so good. I'm like, first of all, that's not what they come to my show to see.
No.
That's not how I built my platform. But second of all, it's like the most like basic level shit. Like
yeah.
men being like, you shouldn't hit women. Well, yeah, I mean,
you should support
like, this
women's
is,
rights.
Literally. And my friend Isaiah was like, he's like, oh, this is the one. I'm going to wipe him. I'm like, bare minimum shit like that.
But that's...
They're like, you should be respectful to women.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
All the comments.
Yeah.
Where are the ones like this at?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, are you single? Asking for a friend. And I'm the friend.
I can't. You can't give these men too much either. Because I feel like they know what gets us off. Like, they know.
They do. They give... Listen, as stupid as they are...
Yeah.
I've said before, like, especially fuckboys, like, as dumb as they are, they mm-hmm. have, like, a sixth sense about vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... They prey on women's vulnerability, like yes. truly they do. So like they can sense from a mile away if you really want to be with someone.
Yeah.
And then they'll just like play the whole, they'll play all the roles. They'll be one woman show, act like they're the best person mm-hmm. in the world, and then just rip that rug right out from under you.
Oh yeah. They can sniff it out.
At your lowest.
They can sniff it out.
Yeah. Like as stupid as they are, they can sense that.
Yeah. Can't sense anything else.
Nothing at all.
But a vulnerable woman, a woman at her lowest point.
Yeah, they can smell that from a mile away.
Gotcha,
like,
bitch.
A bloodhound, truly. I've said to someone's like, how do you know like that they're not a boy or like, how do you know it's like for real, whatever. I'm like, well, everyone's gauge is different.
Yeah.
But like for me, I told them like how they react to you when you're not happy.
Mm.
Stressed, upset, sad, yeah. angry, even yeah. if it's not at them. Yeah. How they deal with you in those moments.
Yes.
Very indicative of what kind of partner they're going to be.
Yes.
If they run and hide, they desert you. They mm-hmm. like make you feel crazy. They belittle your emotions.
Yeah.
Gone.
Or the ones that like, and I've experienced this too, that try to like manage you.
Yeah.
Like when you're upset and they'll like, they immediately try to come up with a solution. And I am guilty yeah. of this too sometimes yeah. because rising Virgo.
Yeah.
And like, I like to help my friends.
Same.
Whenever they're going through something, like, I want to fix. I'm a yeah. fixer.
Yeah, same.
But I feel like in a relationship, and you learn this as you date people and like yeah. learn what their love languages are and
yeah.
what they're, how they are emotionally, like,
yeah.
you learn that sometimes I don't need you as my man to fix things for me. Sometimes yeah. I just need you to let me vent.
It should just be there.
Just be there.
Yeah. Listen to me.
And like, I know that my sisters aren't bitches, but if I'm coming to you and being like, my sister's such a bitch, I can't stand her, she's... I don't need you to come in and be like, she's not a bitch. You love her.
Yeah.
No. For right now, yeah. she's a bitch. We don't
come in the
her.
Circle with me or else.
Or get out.
No, literally.
You're either on my team or you're against
Also, you're on her side.
Oh.
So you're like...
So you want to be with her?
Yeah.
Why don't you just be with my sister? Like,
I'll give her your number, honestly.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. whenever, or like you're going through a work issue and you're like, I'm just gonna quit. I hate everybody, blah, blah, blah. You're not quitting. You're not a quitter. Today I am.
Just give me like
so
an hour.
Just give me just I'll get back to normal. Yeah. I'm not irrational. Yeah. I'm not crazy.
I've said
I'm
that.
I'm not actually quitting. But like,
girl, what are you, stupid? What would make you ever think I would quit?
Are you like, dumb?
Are you stupid or something?
God, but then imagine they'll be like, maybe you should quit. What?
Yeah, and then you're like, what are you talking about? This is the opportunity of a lifetime.
This is my job.
Switching immediately.
This is my career. This yeah. is what I'm passionate about. You're no, you don't
also,
care
you
about
don't
my
want me to work. So you want me to be at home. You just keep switching it.
I know.
That's why I literally, like, that's why I've talked about people, especially if you're upset with them.
Yes.
How they deal with you in those moments.
Yes.
It's really important. It's indicative of how, like, because not, and not all men communicate the same. Like, obviously, we're mm-hmm. all obviously speaking in binaries, but like, my communicative language is a lot different than my boyfriend's. So, like, we had over time learned how to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
But, like, in the beginning, he's a very, like, literal person. So, if I don't tell him what I'm upset about and why, he'll just assume I'm okay because I didn't say anything.
I think that's a lot of men, too.
And then I'm like, that was a test.
Yeah.
And you failed.
You failed. Like, with flying colors.
I can't believe you didn't ask me why I was upset, even though when you asked me if I was upset, I said no. I can't believe
you. I can't believe you didn't ask me three times.
I can't believe you didn't cry. I said,
I can't believe.
On the fourth try, I was going to tell you, and you only asked me three. And that's on you. So, like, that's on me.
That's literally me.
I'm like, when your back's to them and you're like,
yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, waiting for the
are you
table.
Are you turned
you
around
look,
in the bed
look and they're sleeping
yeah oh
and they
my biggest ick my biggest ick
maybe that's why you hate sleeping
I think that's why because I've definitely cried while my ex-man has been asleep or all yeah. of them
well you're fighting
every time because you should wake up
yeah
you should wake up
I can't believe
sound.
That this isn't keeping you up all night like it's keeping me up all night even though I'm tired too sometimes I'll literally be like I'm tired too
yeah
And I'm still here. I'm clocked in. I can't believe you're not clocked in. I can't believe you didn't punch your time card like me.
I just don't care about this relationship.
Okay, thank you all. I think that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much to my bestie, Cammie Crawford, for being the world's hottest and most talented and most busiest person in the world.
I love you.
I literally adore you. What do you want people to know about boys? Or F-boys?
Honestly, guys, don't do it. Don't do it in the missionary position. Don't do it. Just don't do it. You know, the reality of the situation is, while, of course, I want to put all of the blame on the F-boys, I think that we have to also acknowledge what we're accepting of, mm-hmm. what we're not,
yes.
what we deserve, what right. we don't. Like, when you are clear about that, of course, they creep in
yeah.
every once in a while. Yeah. I've been a victim myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you are clear about what it is that you want at the end of the day, if you just want a sneaky link,
yeah.
enjoy.
By all means.
Yeah. Don't get emotionally attached, though.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that without that, don't even bother.
Yeah, don't bother.
Don't
yeah.
even bother.
No friends with benefits. No. It's not for everyone.
You gotta be this
okay.
tall, ride this ride. Like, yeah. you got, there's requirements
yeah.
if you're going to go in that route. But, like, just know that you deserve the best.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Life's Scrubs, short. Mm-mm. Passenger side of his best friend's ride.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a car.
TLC told us so long ago.
TLC told us.
They warned
when
us.
When we were basically in diapers.
Yeah.
We should have known.
They've been new. And
he wasn't man enough for me,
up.
Toni Braxton. Like, make a playlist and just understand that you deserve better.
Exactly. Where can everybody find you, Cammie?
Well, you can find me on all socials at Cammie Crawford, K-A-M-I-E. The E is important. Mm-hmm. People like to leave it off. They think it's like for fun. It's not.
It's a suggestion.
My name. That's going to be my name.
Yeah.
And then my podcast, Relationship, airs every Friday at Relationship, Dear Media.
Period.
Period, point blank.
Right.
And
Catfish.
Oh my God, I always forget.
Me plugging yourself. Yeah, I'm like, and Catfish, are you kidding?
Catfish every Tuesday on MTV at 8, 7 Central.
Love that. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank
me.
You.
I absolutely adore you.
You're
amazing.
Love you.
If you want to catch full-length episodes, they drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also stream the comment section on any streaming platform. That's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, whatever it is. You can find me anywhere. And make sure you guys subscribe to the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on any episodes. We'll see you next time. Bye.